Well, here in this country on the campaign trail, Donald Trump is talking immigration again. But last night on Fox News, Trump made it sound as though he's no longer calling for every undocumented person in the country to be deported.
There certainly can be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people. We want people. We have some great people in this country. We have some great, great people in this country. So, but we're going to follow the laws of this country.
Republican Alfonso Aguilar is president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. He was director of the Office of Citizenship under President George W. Bush. And Alfonso Aguilar, what do you make of this softening of the immigration position by Donald Trump? And how much of a softening is it?
Well, I mean, to be fair, from the very beginning, he talked about people leaving the country and the good people returning to the country right away, quickly. So I imagine that he's looking to a way to do that in a compassionate and humane way. Just this Saturday, he met with a group of Hispanic advisors, and that's exactly what he said. And again, I think this is something that he said from the very beginning.
But he'd also talked about a deportation force. And now it sounds like they're kind of backing off of that idea.
Well, you know, he was asked about a deportation force, but let's be fair. A deportation force already exists in our country. It's called Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And their priority is to go after criminals. And that's what Mr. Trump is saying. Look, I'm not going to defend Mr. Trump's comments. During the primary, he said some very offensive things that really antagonized Latinos. But having said that, I think he's looking to be more constructive on the issue, more positive. Certainly, there's a political angle. There's certain battleground states like Florida, Colorado, Nevada, North Carolina, where he needs to do better with Latino voters. And this may actually help. But I think this is encouraging. I don't see it as a major flip-flop.
So if there is somebody out there listening to this who is an undocumented immigrant, would the idea be that that person, as you understand Trump's position, that person would have to go back to their home country and then come back in and apply legally? So they would have to leave under Trump's plan?
Well, that's what he said originally. However, logistically, that would be very difficult to do. You know, I've been talking to one of the Trump advisors, and I suggested, what if that touchback, you know, that's called touchback when they go back to their country and then reenter, what if that were to happen inside the country, an internal touchback, if you will, where an individual would go to his embassy or consulate, touch back there, get a certificate saying that they're here illegally, and start their path to legal status. I think one of the participants in the meeting that Mr. Trump had on Saturday did say that Mr. Trump asked about that possibility of people registering in embassies or consulates. So I think that the idea of internal touchback is being considered. But let me tell you, that's something that would be received very well by the Latino community. Their number one concern is bringing people out of the shadows. It's not citizenship. It's actually bringing people out of the shadows. And ironically, this proposal, if he were president, I think would actually help create the consensus that we need in Congress between Democrats and Republicans to get something done.
But before we get to that point, how is it going to be received by the people who are chanting "build that wall" at every one of his rallies? People who really like the fact that he's been taking a very hard line on immigration.
Well, again, he's been very consistent. I think the same people know what he said from the very beginning, that he wanted the good people to come back. I think they're more concerned about those people who have criminal records. And Mr. Trump has been very clear that those people will be removed. Latinos understand every single immigration reform package that has been debated in Congress has included fencing. Hillary Clinton voted for fencing, not for one fence, but for two walls.
But not across the entire border.
But Mr. Trump is not proposing that either. What Mr. Trump has said is that it wouldn't be 2,000 miles. He's only saying where there is illegal entry. And there are areas of the border, like the El Paso sector, that is really out of control. And for Hillary Clinton not to accept that, and I think it's hypocritical for her not to talk about building bridges when she actually voted continuously, supported fencing and double-layer fencing, not one wall, two walls. So it's ironic. A lot of the things are going to come back, I think, to haunt her.
Several months ago, you had refused to endorse Trump. What brought you around to endorsing him?
Well, as I've said, I mean, his comments were offensive. I'm not going to defend them. But I realized that in this election, too much is at stake. And as much as I dislike some of the comments that Mr. Trump made, I am more concerned about Hillary Clinton's dangerous policies regarding the economy, appointments to federal courts, particularly the Supreme Court. And on immigration, I just don't believe her. I mean, I think, like Obama, she's using this issue politically when she says it's a path to citizenship or nothing and that she will go beyond Obama on executive action. She's basically telegraphing a message to congressional Republicans, I'm not going to work with you. Ironically, and this is the very irony of politics, we may have a better chance of getting some form of immigration reform that brings people out of the shadows with Donald Trump, despite all his offensive comments. But that's a reality, perhaps the weirdness and the surreality of politics.
That's Alfonso Aguilar, who is president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. He served in the George W. Bush administration. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, news today that joining Trump at a rally in Jackson, Mississippi tonight will be Nigel Farage, one of the leaders of the Brexit movement.